Laura was completely unprepared for the day Will came home and announced his decision to quit his job. They'd been living in Atlanta 11 years, and everything was going well. He had seemingly enjoyed his practice, and the five other doctors he worked with were warm, genuine people they both liked. "Why?" asked Laura, feeling the disquiet start to well up inside of her. Will shrugged. "I don't know, Laura. I just don't think I can keep doing the same thing day in, day out for the rest of my life. I need a change." "Did you just decide this today?" she asked calmly, trying to control the pace of her breathing. "I thought you were happy here." Will kicked off his shoes and sank into the couch. Then, reaching for the remote, turned on the TV to the sports channel. It was clear he didn't want to pursue the conversation. Laura sighed and started to walk away, then changed her mind and went around the couch to where the remote was and turned off the TV. "Listen here, mister," she said angrily, her voice trembling. "You are not about to walk in here and tell me you quit your job and then decide not to talk about it anymore. Not happening." Will shrugged and sat upright. He wore a nonchalant expression, seeming to be a little surprised at her reaction, which only infuriated her more. "Okay, babe, what do you want to know?" "What do I want to know? You just quit your job with no warning, and you're asking me what I'd like to know? Look, Laura, I'm tired of going to work every day and listening to people telling me their problems and having to spend hours writing long notes no one will read just so I can get paid by the insurance companies. During my residency, we focused on dealing only with what mattered to the patient. Now, I feel like I've turned into a clerk with an MD at the end of my name, spending long hours at work and on nights and weekends, just charting, charting, charting. It never ends." "Okay, so what are we going to do now? You do realize that your decision affects me. I'm your wife. It might have been helpful to let me in on what you were thinking before you made the decision." Laura's tone was somewhat calmer, though deceptively so. Her face was flushed, and her tight grip on the remote made it evident that all was not well. "I decided to take the job as a medical director of an insurance company. It's a regular 8-to-5 job with no nights and weekends," Will explained, "and it comes with the same salary I have now." "An insurance company? Wait, aren't they the enemy? And now you're going to work for them?" Laura was clearly nonplussed. Will smiled awkwardly and shrugged. "Well, you know what they say. If you can't beat them..." Laura rolled her eyes. "Okay, Will, at least you have another job lined up. When do you leave your current job to start the new one?" "I gave them 3 months' notice, after which it'll take me another month to get settled before starting the new job, which is in Virginia Beach. So we'll need to move..." His words trailed off as he saw the color drain from Laura's face. The remote fell out of her hand onto the carpet. Without another word, she started heading upstairs to the bedroom.